This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. A bill passing through the Florida State House has local abortion advocates trapped between defending themselves and excusing pro-infanticide remarks. Opposing the bill, a Planned Parenthood lobbyist suggested that the fate of babies born alive in botched abortions should be left to a woman, her family, and the physician. A new statement by the abortion giant makes no mention of the lobbyist and tries to assure the public that their abortionists would certainly provide care to survivors of botched abortions. Only 1 week remains to submit comments to the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services opposing its mandate forcing private insurance plans to cover any contraceptive that interdicts pregnancy, even abortifacient drugs. Critics say the Obama administration prioritizes abortion industry agenda at the expense of First Amendment guarantees. This is Life News Radio. After facing the reality of abortion, the next thing to face is that there are millions of women, men also, with an abortion in their past who need and deserve love. Yes, love and healing after an abortion. If you or someone you love is hurting after abortion, call 877-HOPE-FOR-ME. 877-HOPE-FOR-ME. A Brazilian doctor may be the world's most prolific serial killer, suspected of euthanizing 300 medical patients. One pro-life advocate says that in one European nation, 32% of euthanasia incidents are done without request, and that nearly half are not reported as death by euthanasia. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.